Blog Talk Radio. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, and welcome. I'm Angela Loeb, and thanks for tuning in for this installment of the Career Goals series that I've been doing on and off this year. Lately, I seem to be having a lot of similar conversations with folks. We seem to be talking about the concept that your career journey is your responsibility and that it's up to you to make a career itinerary. Anyway, lots of personal responsibility discussions. And when I was thinking about today's program, I remembered something I hadn't thought of in a long time. Do you remember Peanuts and good old Charlie Brown? When I was a kid, I loved the Peanuts. The characters were so awesome. Snoopy with his wild imagination. Linus, he was brilliant, but full of insecurities, very wise, but insecure. Sally, she had that natural curly hair and her vanity about it, too. Schroeder, he had his single-minded determination while playing the piano and his obsession with Beethoven. Lucy, the bossy know-it-all. And poor Charlie Brown, he tried and tried, but he seemed doomed to fail at everything. Now, it didn't always seem like it, but Charlie Brown's greatest strength was his persistent optimism and his willingness to keep trying. I mean, yes, he'd indulge in those pity parties. You know, he'd say things like, I've developed a new philosophy. I dread only one day at a time. So he sounded very pessimistic. But, you know, he always seemed to pull out of his pity party in the end, and especially if he had the sage wisdom and support of his faithful friend, Linus. So if you're a fan of the Peanuts like I was, you'll probably remember how Charlie Brown repeatedly tried to kick the football when Lucy was, you know, there trying to hold it for him. And she always pulled it away. And he always landed on his rump over and over again. She'd pull the football, and he would just try to kick it and then fall on his rump. She never gave him a break, and she never held that football still so he could actually kick it. But he kept at it, and he kept at it, even when he figured Lucy would just pull it away again. So to me, the lesson Charlie Brown teaches us is to never give up. And I like to use Charlie Brown's example of never giving up in regard to the career journey, especially when I think of those who are unemployed and when I think of those who are confused about their path. But really, you know, all of us could benefit from considering this fact that career development, whether you're in a job search, whether you're thinking about striking out on your own, or maybe you have been on your own as a self-employed person in some form or another, or you're just confused about a career change, doesn't matter. All of us, it's our responsibility. Career development is a now thing, and it's an ongoing thing. And it doesn't matter your status, and it doesn't matter how clear you think you are about your mission. It's a lifelong endeavor. It's one that you have more control over than you think. And I say that because once you figure out your next career step, it's up to you to look ahead and decide what's going to happen for you later, too, and then later. No one else is going to do this for you. And by the way, I'm not the only one saying this. In 1999, in Harvard Business Review, Peter Drucker wrote this, quote, "We live in an age of unprecedented opportunity. If you've got ambition and smarts, you can rise to the top of your chosen profession regardless of where you started out. But with opportunity comes responsibility. Companies today aren't managing their employees' careers. Knowledge workers must effectively be their own chief executive officers. It's up to you to carve out your place, to know when to change course, and to keep yourself engaged and productive during a work life that may span some 50 years," end quote. Now, I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, but it is worth mentioning again. It's something that futurist, author, and career design expert Dr. Helen Harkness has pointed out. And some time back, she said, because she's a futurist, right? So she said this, that we were approaching and living in a work model that she calls YOYO, Y-O-Y-O. It's her acronym for you're on your own. So obviously, yesterday's model of working for one employer for most of your career, Dr. Harkness calls this womb to tomb, that's obsolete. In that old model, management helped you develop your career. Now, she's not saying, I'm not saying that, of course, there are some companies, there are some managers out there that will help you develop your career. But for the most part, most of us are not experiencing this anymore. Nowadays, you have to be very self-aware of your situation. You have to be open to all career possibilities and possible career mentors. You can't count on your manager to be the one that helps you develop your career. He or she might not be around long enough to be your manager for very long and to be a mentor for very long. So the burden is on you. It's your responsibility to direct your own course. Now, a friend and former colleague of mine, we were talking about this yo-yo concept, and he was pretty wise. He said, I don't think this is a scary thing. It's not a bad thing at all. And he's right. It's not, because to be on your own means you get to choose your next steps rather than having them chosen for you by someone else. And that can be very liberating, to really step into your self-sovereignty and to claim your own path for yourself. The bottom line is this. You are in charge of your career journey, whether you're taking responsibility for it or not. You are in charge of it. How are you planning for the journey, and do you know where you're going? Motivational speaker and business philosopher Jim Rohn, you might have heard this one before, he said, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan, and guess what they have planned for you? Not much, end quote. I love that. And I use that one frequently because it's so true. To reach a particular destination, you need to identify the destination first. It's something Stephen Covey said in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, right? Begin with the end in mind. So on a career journey, you really need to plot the course. You need to decide, where am I going to end up? If you have a pretty good sense of what you want your destination to be, here are a few tips to help you plan your career itinerary so you can get there more easily. My first suggestion is to start with a skills or experience gap analysis. I talked about this in more depth in a previous podcast in this Career Goals series, the one called Career Exploration. But basically, what you do in this gap analysis is you determine what skills or experience you have or ones you need to gain. You know, you've got to get those skills or some experience in order to get where you want to go. Then you come up with a basic plan of how to fill in the gap between where you are right now and where you want to end up. Another tip is to flesh out your plan with someone who can help you move it forward. Now, this might be an accountability partner, it might be a mentor, a coach, or it could be an immediate manager. That's right, just because your manager might not end up being a long-term manager, he or she can be a resource. And if that's the case, then it makes sense to see your manager and see if your organization will support you in your career development plan. So just remember, support can come in different forms, including moral support, like an accountability partner or a coach or a mentor might give you. And, you know, if it's a manager, then you might be able to come up with a career promotion plan that you can make together. Maybe they can help you determine if they can help, the organization might be able to help you fund a degree, a class, get a certification, et cetera. So make your plan, look around the landscape for what resources you have on hand so that you can make this plan even more robust. Now, if you can't do this because your manager isn't supportive or maybe you're self-employed like me, then look for people outside of your organization who are doing what you want to be doing. Make a point to ask them questions about what it will take for you to do what you want to accomplish in your career path. If it's appropriate, ask them to mentor you on a more formal basis. And, you know, what if you have a general destination? This is a question I get a lot. So you might have a general idea of what you want to do, but not a specific idea about where you want to go. It's okay. As long as you get moving forward toward your general destination, you're going to be okay. Here's an analogy. I haven't used it in a while, but it's a really good one. Think of this process like it's a GPS device in your car or a map app on your smartphone. You put in the address of the place you're trying to find, then you're given directions to follow, different routes that you might take in order to get there. And if you put simply put in a city and a state rather than a street address, you can still get moving down the road in that overall right direction. It'll tell you how to get there. But if you put the city and you put the street address, then of course you get more specific directions, and you can zoom in and get a little bit better directions. So the example, if I take this analogy to what does this mean to my career? This is kind of an interesting analogy, but what does it mean practically? So just imagine that if you're going generally to some city and state and it's a general destination, it might be like, I want to work in the medical field, maybe in an operating room. Like, I like the excitement that would be, of working either in an operating room or an emergency room where the action is and helping people. So maybe that's a general destination. But if you were plugging in a real address and you were getting more specific into the GPS, that might be like you're saying, I want to work in the medical field as a surgical technician. Well, then, of course, you're going to be in an ER or you're going to be in an OR, okay, because you're a surgical technician. So you've narrowed down and you've got a specific destination. Either way, you get my point, right? You at least need to have a general vision of where you want to end up. And if we really take this to its logical conclusion, this analogy, sure, there may be detours along the way, right? Oops, I'm going to have a baby. I guess I'm going to have to delay this or make a modification to my plan. Or oops, okay, they have changed things and I need a different certification than I thought I needed, and so it may take me a little longer. So there are detours on many roads when we start taking a path that we think we're going to take. Fortunately, with technology today, we have ways to look ahead and determine whether that's the best course because we get reports from the field, right, with all these apps we can use. Same thing. You have access to wonderful bits of information about career destinations, whether they should be obsolete careers or how good the career, the outlook for it, with the Occupational Outlook Handbook that the government puts out every year. So there are people that you can talk to. There is information you can look up on the Internet. I love that analogy. So I think it's great because you need to have some sort of at least general destination. Otherwise, you will end up like I did and like many of my clients that I work with do, where you're wandering into different circumstances as they kind of pop up and you don't have any real awareness of where you're going. That's what happened to me. Actually, I did this until I hit my 30s. And that's when I decided at last, like a lot of people do in their 30s, that it was high time for me to come up with my own career itinerary. And the specific address for my destination, well, I decided that I eventually wanted to write and teach about personal and spiritual development on a full-time basis. If I was going to eventually reach that goal, I realized I had to start somewhere. So I started writing a blog. And after that, I gained more momentum and I found other ways to fill the gap that I had with a lack of experience and skills and got better at things, writing projects, speaking and teaching opportunities, these podcasts that I've been doing, all of this focused on personal development topics as well as career topics. And I'm making progress, and I'm loving this career journey. Of course, my career journey is far from being finished. It's very much unfolding. And my itinerary actually covers not just the next 5 to 10 years like some career plans do. I've actually written down what I plan to accomplish until I'm age 80. So I've got a ways to go. I have about 30-something years to go. So it's like that, though, when you have a mission and when you're committed to fulfilling it. I'm very excited about my itinerary. I hope you will be, too. So that's what I wanted to say today. That and, well, I mean, as you continue your career journey, adjusting your itinerary along the way, I hope you will remember to see yourself as the light that you truly are, so that no matter what you're doing, you can bring that forward, you can shine that light. I hope you're inspired to fulfill that bright promise that you have, that you came here to fulfill, the promise that only you can fulfill. So listen, pay attention, fulfill that calling you have. Don't hold back. We need you to shine. All of us need you to do the thing you do. So shine, baby, shine. All right, that does it for today. I'll be back with another installment of Be Radiant Radio on June 18. And in the meantime, if you're curious about working with me one-on-one, if you want to find out more about my other programs, articles, books, that sort of thing, you can go to my About page on my website. Just use AngelaLoeb.com to find me. That's AngelaLoeb.com. Okay, it's time to go. And until next time, I'd like you to think about what you want your career journey to be, what could be your career itinerary. And, of course, I want you to keep on shining like you're meant to. Be well.